everybody, welcome to another episode of the Comic Source Podcast. I'm your host, Jace. This is a top five countdown episode, and it's also part of our 12 days of the Comic Source. We're just taking some time to talk about some fun topics and talk about things that we're looking forward to in the new year. And so this particular episode is going to be my top five books slash runs that I'm hoping to read in 2021. So, you know, this was actually a pretty hard list to put together, only because there's so many things I want to read, and then I'm, you know, I have certain things I have to read for the podcast, and it's always a crunch on time, and, you know, there's TV shows that I want to watch and such. So part of the reason I wanted to go ahead and do a top five, you know, books that I want to read is to kind of help hold myself accountable and see, you know, I can check back in at the end of 2021 and see if I'm successful. And some of these, they're kind of, I won't say ill-defined, but when you talk, they're just broad, right? Like, well, what are we really talking about here? Top five books runs to read in 2021, maybe five. This could very well be, you know, more than I can handle, more than I necessarily can finish, more than it's possible to finish. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, let me start off with my first pick, and these are in no particular order. I just have listed Thanos, so that's what's you know, a perfect example of what I'm talking about when I say broad. So, you know, I'm already reading a ton of Thanos for our Thanos reading order, our Marvel chronology that comes out every Saturday, and I guess this is a way, you know, like I said, to hold myself accountable to finish that Thanos chronology. And I don't even think there are enough Saturdays in a year to finish out reading Thanos and getting up to modern times. But I'm going to try to maybe put out extra. Like, if I read extra, I'll put out extra. So we'll see. You know, I'm only just getting ready to start the next sort of arc, I guess you'd say, of Thanos, because we just finished doing for this 12 days of the Comic Source. Actually, we just finished doing all of the Warlock issues for Thanos, so we're getting ready to start the next, like I said, arc or period or you know, whatever you want to call it, where Thanos, I guess, dies for the first time, I guess you'd say. You know, spoilers for comics that are, got 40 years old at this point. But I'm talking about the big story that's the crossover between, Avengers Annual number 7. And then it crosses over into Marvel Team-Up Annual, Annual 2, I think. So we're almost at the end. We're almost at the end of the classic era of Thanos, where he's, you know, he disappears for any number of years. I mean, I think that Marvel 2-in-1 annual, I think it came out in, I want to say, 1977 or something like that. And then Thanos doesn't show up again until the Captain Marvel graphic novel, the first graphic novel that Marvel ever produced. And in there, he's still dead. He just, you know, Captain Marvel sees him on his walkabout, I'll call it, before he dies. And then it's not until the Infinity Gauntlet, you know, which is kind of the, you know, next era of Thanos, next era of Cosmic, you know, that Thanos Quest series, and then he shows up in Silver Surfer, and then eventually Infinity Gauntlet. So he's off the table for 13 years, which, you know, that just doesn't happen. Can you imagine Marvel, or DC rather, not using the Joker for 13 years? Yeah, they can't even go 13 minutes without using the Joker. So anyway, hoping to finish that off. And again, I don't know that I'll be able to. I don't know that I'll want to, just because, as I said, there's more than 52 issues left of Thanos to read. I mean, he's become so popular in Marvel. So we'll see how that goes. Part of it too being that if
I want to finish the Thanos reading order so I can get back to the Hickman reading order that we were doing, the Secret Wars reading order. So we'll see how that goes. It's on my list, and yeah, we'll see how it goes. All right, up next, what am I going to mention? House of X, Powers of X, Dawn of X. So this is another one, not necessarily to hold myself accountable, but just based on the fact that I've read a little bit of that stuff, but in terms of to talk about books, to review books, I'm still in the Age of X-Man era, which I'm actually enjoying quite a bit. And, you know, the Matthew Rosenberg run of Uncanny, which I also think is really good and not enough people talk about. I mean, I think that before Hickman was announced and before he came on, the group of writers that they had, I really enjoyed what they were doing. Now, they came on the book knowing that they basically could do whatever they wanted because Hickman was already working on his stuff and was going to do what he was going to do. And so they could leave the X-Men in sort of any state they wanted. So I find that interesting. But so many people love House of X, Powers of X, Dawn of X. And at this point, it's starting to get a little, I won't say old, but, you know, it's going to be like 2 years since it came out, a year and a half, you know, came out in 2019. You know, we're about to be in 2021. So I definitely need to read that stuff from start to finish and kind of analyze it critically so I can be, you know, up to current on current X-Men stuff. Cause like I started reading Ten of Swords and then I felt like, wow, man, I really need to dive in from the beginning on this Hickman story, which I haven't wanted to do previously because again, I'm still analyzing the Age of X-Men stuff. So that one, I really think I will get to, and I think it'll be relatively soon. Maybe within, I don't know, first couple months, hopefully, of 2021. So we'll see how that goes. Up next, I'm going to talk about my one DC book that's on here. And it's, this is a hole for me. I'm a huge Green Lantern fan. Maybe I don't talk about that enough on here, but there was a time where Green Lantern was my absolute favorite character in comics. I liked him more than Superman even. And this was, you know, pre-Crisis, John Byrne reboot, all that. And, you know, it was Hal Jordan was my guy, but I read plenty of John Stewart Green Lantern when he took over around, or it was 181 of the series or what have you. But I've never read most of the Gerard Jones run. That would be the Hal Jordan with the gray hair that eventually got retconned of that being from Parallax. And I've read almost nothing of the Geoff Johns era of Green Lantern, which, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, that is the definitive era of Green Lantern. You know, you have the Green Lantern War when all the different, or the Sinestro Corps War, rather, where all the different spectrums, you know, came about, and you had Blackest Night following that. So, you know, all those stories where like Batman becomes a lantern and Flash and who else am I thinking of? The Atom. I mean, so many different people that wore lantern rings in those runs. And so that's a hole. That's definitely a hole for me. I just wasn't reading. That was right before I got back into comics. I took a little bit of a break there, and I wasn't reading anything. And I, you know, him being a character that I always liked or loved even, you know, I come back and I hear about Blackest Night and, you know, what a great job Geoff Johns is doing. And it just seemed so daunting at the time. And then before too long, the New 52 started up. And so I just kind of dove into that. And so I know sort of what happens through, you know, context and later stories that refer to it, but I've never just read it. Right. So I don't know where I'm going to start. I don't know if I'm going to start with that Gerard Jones run. Part of me thinks, okay, let's just start with the Geoff Johns era. I mean, so many people talk about that as a great starting point for Green Lantern. And then, you know, I would only have to read up into the New 52, which is, that's still a big chunk of story. And obviously some of that stuff's really epic, like the, you know, Sinestro Corps War and the Blackest Night, obviously a lot of crossovers, and then Brightest Day spinning out of that, I would probably read. So I think that's probably what I'm going to do. I'm definitely not looking to go back to Showcase 22, I think is Hal's first appearance, and read all the way up. It's just, that's, yeah, that would be like a project. Okay, this is the only thing I'm going to read this year outside of what I have to do for the comic. So we'll see. We'll see how that one goes. I'm not 100% on that one yet, but it is a hole that I want to fill. And my last two are kind of in the same vein, but there are a couple of books that I really enjoyed and bought off the stands for years. So the first one's Iron Man, and I think the first Iron Man book that I bought off the stands was 170 when James Rhodes takes over as Iron Man because Tony's a total drunk. And I bought Iron Man up well past 300. And I still have all those. I still have that whole run. Didn't miss a single issue, and, you know, read it religiously. And then when I kind of fell off when I was in college, and I couldn't get to a comic shop, that's when I stopped. And so, you know, there's huge runs since then that I haven't read, like, you know, the Extremis stuff, the Kurt Busiek stuff, the Matt Fraction stuff. And so you guys all know that I put together an Amazing Spider-Man run during this pandemic, but I've also put together a pretty decent sized Iron Man run. You know, I already had a good sized Iron Man run, because even before this, you know, way back when, I was such an Iron Man fan, obviously, to collect it for, I don't know, 100 and maybe almost 200 issues, I had gone back and bought previous issues. You know, I own many, many Iron Man issues below 170, because I was hoping to have a complete run one day. I haven't filled in too many holes below 170, but above, I've got a lot of that stuff. Like that's something else that I was buying. So the Kurt Busiek run, and, you know, Extremis and International Iron Man and all that. I've bought a lot of that, and you know, that's one of the series that's been started over and over and over. And so, you know, different people have worked on it, but I filled in a lot of that stuff. So I spent the money on it. Now I want to read it. You know, I want to read it all the way up through present day, because it's quite a journey. You know, Iron Man, ever since 2008, when Robert Downey Jr. movie came out, his profile's really been raised, and, you know, it's part of the reason he's always had it ongoing, and they've relaunched it so many times just because people buy it, you know, and they want that jumping on point. So that's another one that's big, sprawling. So where do I start there is the one aspect of it I'm just not sure, because part of me wants to go back and reread, you know, all that classic stuff that I read, starting with 170 and going up, you know, through the Armor Wars, which just got announced as a television show. You know, I have all that stuff. So, but do I want to take the time when I've just put together this big list of you know, probably over a thousand books that I want to read before I'm doing this again at the end of 2021? Do I really have time to go back and reread stuff that I read? Because I haven't read it since I bought it off the stands, you know? So that's another wait and see one. All right, my final pick, it's very similar to Iron Man. I could almost say, you know, all the same things I just said about Iron Man, I could say about this title, except for it was about issue 250 that I started. So it's Captain America. I said it started around issue 250. And this one I bought almost all the way up through the end of the series, which I think, I want to say it ended with 441 or somewhere around there. So, you know, I had almost a 200 issue run of this one. And so this is a kind of a weird one, and I kind of kick myself for this, but when I in my heyday, when I was a kid, and I was buying these comics at the local grocery store, local 7-Eleven, whatever it was, my brother was into comics, but there was a time where he was, like, his favorite character was Captain America, and he would read a little bit here and there, right? And I wanted to encourage that because I wanted him to love comics as much as me, and, you know, so that we could share that interest. But he never really got into it that much. But so what I did was, because he liked Captain America, I bought Captain America, and then I would read the issue, and then I would give it to him so he would hopefully read it, which I don't think he ever read very many of them. But they were his. Like, I gifted them to him. You know, I was spending the money, but then I gave them to him. So I don't have any of those, which, you know, now when I look back, it's like, man, I would have had a almost 200-issue run of Captain America. And it includes some issues that are worth a little bit of money. I mean, not massive, but, you know, it's not like it was an Amazing Spider-Man run or something with Venom first appearance or something like that. But, you know, we had that very famous annual 8 with Wolverine and Captain America, where the sparks are coming off the shield from Wolverine's claws. And then, you know, Captain America quitting. And, you know, it's not like I had First Winter Soldier or anything like that. But it was a long run. And so that's been another one during this pandemic that I've been kind of trying to rebuild. I guess I'm trying to think of other first appearances. I guess the first Crossbones is in there. So, you know, it's that Mark Gruenwald era, some John Byrne stuff before that. And I don't know, I have a nostalgia for it because I read it for so long. So I've been rebuilding that. And then I didn't read much past that. You know, I read a little bit of the Dan Jurgens run, which, you know, starts after the Heroes Heroes Reborn? Yeah, the Heroes Reborn stuff, you know, in the 90s, and then, you know, the Heroes Return. So, yeah, I read some of the Dan Jurgens stuff, but after that, like, that's another hole for me, right? Everybody talks about the Brubaker run when they bring back Bucky and, you know, all of that. So, that's not even a book where I'm reading it currently. Like, the Ta-Nehisi Coates era, I haven't touched it. And, you know, that's one they rebooted a few times. So I'm kind of curious. I mean, even the Nick Spencer stuff, you know, with Cap joining Hydra, I think enough time has gone by now where, you know, I can read that and not, I don't think it'll bother me. I mean, at the time, it didn't even bother me, but there's so much vitriol, I just kind of stayed away from it. So again, that's one where I'm not sure. I don't feel the need to necessarily go back and reread a lot of that stuff that I already read, you know, Steve Rogers giving up the mantle of Captain America, the Flag Smasher stuff, Streets of Poison, the Bloodstone saga, the whole Cap losing his powers, anti-drug thing where he eventually starts wearing like armor that Tony Stark made for him. I have nostalgia for that run and the Ron Lim art and, you know, different eras of it that I think back and I enjoy, and I want to have that run in my collection. But it's not like Iron Man where I, you know, I would like to go back and reread that. I think what I want to do with Captain America is read more of that modern stuff. Like, you know, you hear great things about the Brubaker run especially. So I might start there, but I might start earlier. I might start with the Dan Jurgens run, so we'll have to wait and see. But again, when you start talking about, hey, how much time are you going to have to actually do this, you know, we'll have to wait and see. I mean, there's even part of me, as far as Captain America goes, that it's like, man, that's maybe I go back and I start with the Tales of Suspense stuff where it's Iron Man and Captain America and read that classic stuff and read up, because I haven't read much of it before 250. So, I don't know. We'll see. That one and Iron Man are kind of further down the list. I want to get House of X, Powers of X, Dawn of X knocked out, and Thanos first. And then we'll see where I'm at in terms of time and see if I'm still working from home or, you know, all that could affect. So, anyway, those are my top five books runs that I'm going to try to read in 2021. And there's a way to hold myself accountable. You know, you guys can call me out if I don't finish these. God, that would be terrible if I didn't get through any of them. Here I am doing the same kind of thing, or talking about it at the end of 2021, you know, 2 days before Christmas 2021, and I'm like looking back saying, oh, well, I didn't get to any of those. What did I read? I guess we'll have to wait and see. So anyway, that's going to do it for this episode. I want to thank everybody for listening as always, and we'll talk to you next time.
You can find the Comic Source Podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, or whichever podcasting app you prefer. Please tell all your friends about us, subscribe, and rate us. The ratings really help with our visibility and our ability to reach new listeners, especially 5-star reviews on Apple. Also, be sure to visit us at lrmonline.com to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover all our other great pop culture content. If you want to email us, the email address is thecomicsourceblog@gmail.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/thecomicsource. Do a search for The Comic Source on Facebook and Instagram to follow us on those social platforms. All three spots are great places to find out when we release new episodes, as well as follow all our convention coverage. So once again, we want to thank everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.